Toad Killer Dog rose, sniffed the wet wind. I struggled up long enough to look back the way we had come, trying to guess which direction we had run. South, of course. North made no sense, and east or west would have put us in the Barrowland or river. But if we kept heading south, we would encounter the old ore road where it curved in beside the Great Tragic. That stretch was sure to be patrolled. With my breath partially restored, and my breathing no longer roaring in my ears, I could hear the river. It was no more than 100 yards away, churning and grumbling, as always. Tracker came out of a reflective mood. Guile, then. Guile. I'm hungry, One Eye said, and I realized I was too. Reckon we'll get a lot hungrier, though. He smiled feebly. He now had enough strength to look Goblin over. Croaker, want to come check him out? Funny that they aren't enemies when the pinch comes. Chapter 37 The Forest and Beyond. 2 days passed before we ate, courtesy of Tracker's skill as a hunter. 2 days we spent dodging patrols. Tracker knew those woods well. We disappeared into their deeps and drifted southward at a more relaxed pace. After the 2 days, Tracker felt confident enough to let us have a fire. It was not much, though, because finding burnable wood was a pain. Its value was more psychological than physical. Misery balanced by rising hope. That was the story of our 2 weeks in the old forest. Hell, trekking overland off the road was as fast or faster than using the road itself. We felt halfway optimistic when we neared the southern verge. I am tempted to dwell on the misery and the arguments about Raven. One Eye and Goblin were convinced we were doing him no good, yet they could come up with no alternative to dragging him along. I carried another weight in my belly, like a big stone. Goblin got to me that second night while Tracker and Toad Killer Dog were hunting. He whispered, "I got farther in than One Eye did, almost to the center. I know why Raven didn't get out."
"Yeah?"
"He saw too much. What he went to see, probably. The Dominator is not asleep. I—"
He shuddered. It took him a moment to get hold of himself.
"I saw him, Croaker, looking back at me, and laughing. If it hadn't been for One Eye, I'd have been caught just like Raven."
"Oh, my," I said softly, mind abuzz with the implications.
"Awake? And working?"
"Yes. Don't talk about it. Not to anybody till you can tell Darling."
There was a hint of fatalism in him then. He doubted we would be around long.
Scary.
"One Eye know."
"I'll tell him. Got to make sure word gets back."
"Why not just tell us all?"
"Not Tracker. There's something wrong with Tracker. Croaker, another thing. The old-time wizard, he's in there, too."
"Bowman's?"
"Yes, alive. Like he's frozen or something. Not dead, but not able to do anything. The dragon—"
He shut up. Tracker arrived, carrying a brace of squirrels. We barely let them warm before we attacked them.
We rested a day before tackling